In this bulletin, a good polling result for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, with the election date still not yet known. Theresa May defends cross-party Brexit talks, and the world remembers the Rwandan genocide. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison may not yet have announced the election date, but campaigning is already well underway. Both Mr Morrison and opposition leader Bill Shorten are in southeast Queensland today. Mr Morrison has been boosted by the latest polling in the wake of the federal budget. The latest news poll shows the Labor Party still leading, but by a reduced margin. Mr Morrison is spruiking the government's economic credentials, saying presiding over a strong economy is how they can afford to offer Australians things like improved infrastructure and strong healthcare. Mr Morrison says Mr Shorten and the Labor Party are a threat to the prosperity of Australians.
Every time you hear Bill Shorten's lips moving, he's increasing his taxes. Every time he opens his wallet, he's opening yours. You will get the bill from Bill Shorten for each and everything.
Police are breaking up a disruptive animal rights protest at a major intersection in Melbourne. More than 100 activists chained themselves to vans. Some have been sitting on tram tracks near the intersection of Flinders Street and Swanston Street. The vans have now been towed away and protesters have been arrested. The protest caused peak hour traffic chaos. The protests are a major part of a series of actions in Victoria, with protests also occurring at abattoirs in Curio and Geelong, the town of Bacchus Marsh, about 50 kilometres northwest of Melbourne, and Pakenham, 56 kilometres southeast of the Melbourne Central Business District. Nine people have also been arrested after a protest at Goulburn in New South Wales. Those who administer the NAPLAN education test say there still needs to be strong focus on the basics of education, even in high school. The final 2018 NAPLAN results have been released. They show Australian children are reading and writing better than they were a decade ago. However, the Australian Curriculum Reporting, the assessment authority who oversees the NAPLAN test, says rates of improvement are a lot slower for those students in Year 7 and Year 9 as opposed to primary school students. That's in line with world trends and could reflect the literacy and numeracy are taught less in high school. But the results also show a positive trend for Indigenous students who are progressing faster than the general population. British Prime Minister Theresa May says cross-party talks are needed to solve the Brexit crisis, despite opposition from within her own party. Ms May is seeking an extension of the Brexit deadline, which is currently set for Friday until the 30th of June. Brexit supporters in Ms May's Conservative Party are criticising her decision to seek the help of the opposition in finding a compromise Brexit agreement. But Ms May says there's no choice but to do so if Britain wants to avoid crashing out of the European Union without a deal.
The choice that lies ahead of us is either leaving the European Union with a deal or not leaving at all. Now, I think, the government thinks, we absolutely must leave the European Union. We must deliver Brexit. That means we need to get a deal over the line. And that's why we've been looking for new ways, a new approach, to find an agreement in Parliament. And that means cross-party talks. And when you think about it, people didn't vote on party lines when it came to the Brexit referendum.
Events are being held around the world to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide. 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were killed in a three-month period in 1994. A moment of silence has been held in Rwanda's capital, Kigali, and a wreath laid by Rwanda's President Paul Kagame at the memorial site where more than a quarter of a million people are buried. Mr Kagame says the horrors of the genocide have not broken his country and they will never be repeated.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place. Nothing has the power to turn Rwandans against each other ever again. This history will not repeat. That is our firm commitment.
Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 30 degrees, a shower or two in Adelaide, 22. Late showers in Melbourne, 21. In Hobart, much the same, 18. Early fog in Canberra, 25 degrees. Sunny in Wollongong, 27. In Sydney, 31 and sunny. In Newcastle, also sunny and 30. In Brisbane, much the same, also 30 degrees. 30 also for Canberra, but a few showers there. In Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.